small city, big personality with your one and only host, Lady Miss Emma. Hello there, my darlings. Welcome to this week's podcast. I'm Lady Miss Emma, right in your ear holes for the next nearly hour of your life with my weekly podcast on the Small City Big Personality website. So, how's it going, I hear you ask? It's going all right. You're probably wondering if I am hosting this podcast from my house right now or from the caravan. Well, I'm going to be honest, I'm still broadcasting today from the house. Still got quite a few bits and bobs to clean up in the house, and I've still got Wi-Fi here. So I thought, right, let's utilise the facilities while we still have them, which is what a wise lady does. And so next week I will be broadcasting, should I get the internet up and running effectively. Oh God, it's all go. Anyway, more about that later in the show. What do I have for you in today's show? What else? Let me see. We have our daily lead. Give us this day our daily lead. That's coming up. Sisters Who Rock item. Forget My Life, everybody's favourite item. School Bus Man's ditty. Of course, a caravan update. And there will be, it says on this list, cameo character appearances. Stay tuned for that. And Greek tunes, good banter, and all that is wonderful in my world. For the next hour of your life. Are you ready for this? You better be ready for this. It's the only way you can do it. Okay, let's kick off today's show with this one by ZZ Top, just because it's a pure tune. A really great way to kick off a show. Give me all your loving.
What you got is us.
Our Father, who rocks in heaven, hallowed be thy name. All rocking music comes. Give us this day our daily lead.
Spend my days with a woman unkind, smoke my stuff and drink all my wine. Made up my mind, make a new start, going to California with an aching in my heart. Someone told me there's a girl out there with love in her eyes and flowers. Took my chances on a big jet plane. Never let them tell you that we all are the same. Red and the sky was gray. One that had tomorrow could ever follow today. Mountains and the canyons start to tremble and shake. The children of the sun begin to wake. Watch out. Without a king, they say she plays guitar and cries and sings. La 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 la. Ride a white man in the footsteps of doom, trying to find a woman who's never, never, never been born. Standing on the hill in a mountain of dreams, telling myself it's not as hard.
Led Zeppelin there, going to California. It's lovely, isn't it? I think we need to get a bit up funky up in here. I think we need some Sly and the Family Stone. This one is Everyday People. Oh yeah, mama.
Yeah.
if you were listening to my New York themed show a couple of weeks ago, I played this lady on the show because my mother and I went to see the musical, the Broadway show at Broadway, of course, on Broadway even. On Broadway! It was fantastical, and I think I've become a bit of a fan now of Carole King. So I'm going to play this one because it's lovely, especially on a Wednesday at 12:30, which is when I'm recording this podcast. And you have always got a friend in me, all of you. I never forget that.
When you're down and troubled and you need some love and care and nothing,
friend. You've got a friend.
delicate, peaceful, soothing voice of Carole King. Isn't she just wonderful? What a voice. I love it. Love, love, love. Okay, now it's time for this. Lady Miss Emma's funny stories. Time now for everyone's favourite item, Forget My Life. If you think you're having a bad day, a bad week, a bad life, compare the unfortunate incidents occurring in your life to these poor souls upon this website to feel some compassion towards the trials and tribulations they are experiencing, or some reassurance that you're not quite as bad as they are. Here we go. Today I was trying to seduce, the seduction technique, a really good looking girl, when all of a sudden she leaned in towards me and said, "Sorry, I'm not drunk enough to make out with you, pal." That's burn material, isn't it? Burn. Today I managed to fracture my shoulder blade and dislocate my shoulder just by falling off a deck chair. What a shame. He hit the deck. He decked it. Carry on. Today, my neighbour's 4-year-old daughter came up to me and asked if she could have my dog. That's right, you heard right, if she could have my dog. When I said no, she started crying so much that her mum came out 5 minutes later and demanded that I give her daughter the dog. Forget my life. Today, my mum told me to break a leg before performing in my dancing school's show. I really did break my leg while performing. That's not funny. Today, I broke up with my girlfriend for another girl. This other girl helped me break up with her so that we could date. After it was all done, she promptly rejected me in front of everyone, saying how much of a douche I was for leaving my girlfriend for another girl. Today, as an overprotective mother, I asked my 19-year-old son, who was going to spend his day on the beach, if he'd taken any protection with him. He pulled out a box of condoms, beaming with pride. I was talking about suntan lotion. Forget my life. Today my girl and I got in a huge fight because I cuddled her the wrong way while I was asleep. Forget my life. Oh God, dump her. Get rid of her, like. Enough of that. Today I was chaperoning for my 8-year-old sister's class in school. The bus ride was an hour long, so several people didn't make it to the bathroom in time. Unfortunately, one of them was me. Gosh, that sounds like one we had last week. What's it with people wetting themselves? What's going on with that? Today I moved 3 hours away from my boyfriend for college. Even though he got accepted to the same school and had a job lined up in town, he decided not to come with me because the internet at our apartment wasn't going to be fast enough for his gaming. Forget my life. That's an excuse. He wanted to dump you. Sorry, pal. See you later. Today I was giving a competitive, dramatic speech. I got a little too into it and I punched the ground to portray my character's anger. I must be one dedicated thespian because I was angry enough to break my own hand. Forget my life. Today my mum had to go to one of her relatives' funerals. She came to borrow a black scarf from me, but the only one I own has grey skulls printed on it. Yes, she took it anyway. Oh, that's a bit tasteless. That's a bit tasteless, isn't it? Today, as I entered a narrow hallway while leaving the bathroom, my belt loop caught on the knob of a nearby closet. My husband had to come and rescue me as I hung there with my bottom up in the air. Forget my life. Absolutely fantastic. Lady Miss Emma's funny stories. Okay, I'm going to play this one now by John Martin. This is a lovely song. This one's called May You Never.
May you never lay your head down without a hand to hold.
like a written song, brother of mine. You know that I love you truly. And you never talk and touch it behind my back. And I know that means those that do. Oh, please, won't you, please, won't you be written of mine? Love is a lesson to learn in our time. Oh, please, won't you be written of mine? To me, you know that I love you true. You're holding no blade to stab me in the back, and I know that some do.
That was John Martin with Me, You Never. Now it's time for our school bus man's weekly ditty. Right, what is our school bus man saying this week? He says, "Hi Emma, I hope you're well. Here's the latest rhyme for the show. Now Emma will soon just embark on a journey to lovely Noah's Ark. The die has been cast, she's moved out at last. On the road now for Perth's own bright spark. I'm on the road to somewhere." That is correct. I'll tell you more about the shenanigans in the caravan, my lovely school bus man, after this wee tune. We'll have a little caravan update for you all. This one is Toto with Africa. Thank you for the rhymes, my lovely talented laureates. Please keep them coming. Love ya.
sounds echoing tonight. She hears only whispers of some quiet conversation. She's coming in 12:30 flight. The moonlit wings reflect the stars that guide me towards salvation. I stopped an old man along the way, hoping to find some old forgotten words or ancient melodies. He turned to me as if to say, "Hurry, boy, it's waiting there for you. Longing for some solitary company. I know that I must do what's right, sure as Kilimanjaro rises like Olympus above the Serengeti. I seek to cure what's deep inside, frightened of this thing that I've become.
Absolute classic tune there by Toto with Africa. Always makes me feel good inside, that tune does. Hey there, my name's Cat Tomato and I'm the coolest cat in town. Well, I'm the coolest cat in a caravan, really, because that's where I live these days. I live in a caravan. I really like it. It's so cozy and it's really warm, and I sit at the window and I stretch out my paws and relax in the sunshine. Very soon, my mama's going to be buying me a harness and a little lead, and I'll be able to go outside the caravan and investigate underneath it. But right now, I got to stay inside and keep the place safe and free from all the flies and eat all the foods. And sometimes I even eat Dougal's food. I really do like it there. Anyway, I'm going to get back to my little shelf above everyone so I can stare down like the royalty that I am, Queen of the Cats. I hope you have a really nice day today and all the rest of the days too. Remember, keep your fur clean and keep your twinkle toes twinkling. See you later.
love me do. Oh, love me do.
Caravan of Love update. Oh, alrighty. So last weekend I moved into the caravan, moved as much of my stuff as I could. To be honest, it's like a little TARDIS in there. There's still cupboard space left over. I can't believe that myself, because I've got quite a few bits of clothes in there. Being a musician, you need a few bits and bobs of clothes and guitars and a cat and a dog and all their paraphernalia. But we got it all in, hunky-dory. So I've been there now, up at Noah's Ark Caravan Park in Perth. That's Noah's Ark Caravan Park. Oh, I made a rhyme. I do it all the time. Oh, it was already a rhyme. Och, well. Anywho, I've been living up there now for a few nights and really enjoying it. It's a lovely space up there. There's lots... At the moment, it's really quiet. There's lots of grass, which is really well kept. Carol and Jim, who run the site, are a fantastic pair, really funny. And I'll tell you, to someone like myself, who is an absolute newbie to caravan, who knows nothing, they've kept me right, helped me switch on my gas, how to fill up my water and get my water pump working. That's working. My fridge is working. I've got hot running water in there. The showers up there are incredibly clean, as are the toilets. Cat and the dog absolutely love it. So at the moment, it's all going really well. The only thing that I'm finding a little bit troublesome is sleeping in a narrower bed, because it is much more narrower. And the cooking thing's fine. Everything else is great. I actually really love it. And I'm really excited to be getting out there on the road. But in the meantime, I'm finding my feet and getting myself into a bit of a routine in the morning, because you've got to kind of walk to the shower block. I do have a shower in the caravan. The shower in the caravan has been used as cupboard space to store clothes. I need a lot of clothes because I do all sorts of different gigs. And I'm like Wurzel Gummidge, yeah, with my musical heads. Where am I playing tonight? Restaurant. Posh clothes. Where am I playing tomorrow night? Rock bar. Rock clothes. That's kind of how it is. So, you know, I'm a travelling musician, my darlings. Need lots of clothes. Yeah, so that's the crack with the Caravan of Love. Next week, we're going to be doing the big unveiling. If you keep your eyes peeled on the local press, the PA in Perth, the Courier in Dundee, you will be seeing pictures of the caravan inside in the press. You'll get to see the whole shebang and what it all looks like. So look forward to that. And yeah, it'll all be fantastical. Very good fun indeed. So I'll keep you posted. Next week I will be broadcasting from the caravan. One step at a time, sweet Jesus. Yeah, little baby steps at a time. Trying to do too much can be overwhelming, as we learned earlier on in the month when we were ill from doing too much. So, you know, one thing at a time. So I'm going to play you this one right now by the Temperance Movin'. This one's called Ain't No Tellin'. Thank you all for your support and your encouragement and all your kind words that you've been giving me recently. Keep the comments coming, please. And remember to pop over to my Facebook page to follow me. It's facebook.com/LadyMissEmmaMusic. Four words, Lady Miss Emma Music. You'll find me there. Hook me up. Follow me around. We'll all be merry and bright. Here's the Temperance Movin'. Temperance Movin' there with Ain't No Tellin'. Next up, I'm going to play a song by Destiny's Child for all the independent ladies who listen to the show, the ones that are out there living their dreams, like you, Lady Michelle Ness, and all the other fantastic, wonderful women, Wilma, Jennifer Harmony, Suzanne Dennis, Lisa Hathaway, all you Petra, all you gorgeous, independent, fantastic women. This one's cheesy, but it's for you. Cheesy's good sometimes, right?
Lucy Liu, with my girl Drew, Cameron D and Destiny, Charlie's Angels, come on.
question. Tell me what you think about me. I buy my own diamonds and I buy my own rings. Only ring your celly when I'm feeling lonely. When it's all over, please get up and leave. Question, tell me how you feel about this. Try to control me, boy, you get dismissed. Pay my own funnel and I pay my own bills. Always 50-50 in relationships.
The shoes on my feet, I buy. The clothes I'm wearing, I buy. The rock I'm rocking, I buy. Cause I depend on me if I want it. The watch I'm wearing, I buy. The house I live in, I buy. The car I'm driving, I buy. I depend on me.
All the women who independent, throw your hands up at me. All the hunters who make you money, throw your hands up at me. All the mamas who rock the dollar, throw your hands up at me. All the ladies who truly feel me, throw your hands up at me.
Girl, I didn't know you could get down like that. Charlie, how your angels get down like that. Girl, I didn't know you could get down like that. Charlie, how your angels get down like that. How you feel about this? Do it I want, live how I wanna live. I worked hard and sacrificed to get what I get. Ladies, it ain't easy being independent. Question, how'd you like this knowledge that I brought? Bragging on that cash that he gave you is the front. If you're gonna brag, make sure it's your money you front. Depend on no one else to give you what you want.
Shoes on my feet,
I love
the clothes I'm wearing,
I fight
the rocks and rockin'.
My name's Dougal, and I'm a cockapoodle, and I just want to give you an update on what is going on up at Noah's Ark Caravan Park. That's where I live now. Yeah, I like it up there. There's rabbits. I can chase them. I play with my ball in the morning on the grass, because there's loads and loads of grass for me to play with. My mama feeds me biscuits, and I live with Gato Mato in a caravan. It's really good fun. We got it all cozy for us. It's really, really cool. So, if you got a dog, and you want to take him to a caravan park in Perth, Noah's Ark is a place to go. It's a really good place for doggies, okay? We'll do it doggy style up there with the cats, or something like that, if you know what I mean. Anywho, I'm out of here to know. I'll see you later. Try and stay out of trouble. Don't steal anyone else's ball. And keep your tail wagging.
The one with the waggly tail.
Here we go, my lovely darlings. Right, we're coming to the very end of the show for today. I want to say thank you all for listening and all your encouragement. As I've said before, I really couldn't do it without you lot. Keep the comments coming and keep listening. Keep being wonderful. This is Aswad. This is Shine. I'll be back next week. See you all on the flip side. Cheerio.
Ooh,
come on and shine. Star, shining so bright, like the star that you are. Oh, shine into the future, spreading your light.
get it if you